Today on the Interlaken Collection, we look at the career of conductor Christian Macellaru. From his 8 weeks as concertmaster of the World Youth Symphony Orchestra to his current career conducting many of the top orchestras in the world, including his recent Grammy Award. That's coming your way on the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. It was actually a happy accident that Christian Macellaru ended up at Interlaken Arts Academy in the first place. He thought he was filling out the application for Interlaken Arts Camp, when in fact he was actually applying for the Academy.
I had no idea that I was actually applying for the Academy instead of the camp. And I was very, very surprised. In fact, I think my parents were even more surprised when I received the letter of acceptance, also offering me a full scholarship to attend the Academy.
Christian Macellaru attended camp and then the Academy as a violinist. In fact, in the summer of 1998, he spent 8 weeks as the undefeated concertmaster of the World Youth Symphony Orchestra. Let's hear a performance by that summer's YSO, 1998, with Christian Macellaru as the concertmaster in the first movement of the Symphony No. 5 of Ludwig van Beethoven.
Thank you.
the World Youth Symphony Orchestra in the summer of 1998 with concertmaster Christian Macellaru. We heard the first movement of Beethoven's Symphony No. 5. Macellaru initially attended Interlaken as a violinist, and he got interested in conducting because he thought conducting class would be an easy A, plus a chance for him to spend more time with his friends. Almost immediately, though, conducting became his favorite class.
It addressed a lot of the issues that speak to the essence of the music. This was something that really, honestly changed my life.
He began consulting with Matthew Hazelwood, who was then the conductor of the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra. Hazelwood was the one who gave Macellaru his first real baton.
He had, Mr. Hazelwood had this really beautiful fiberglass baton with a walnut handle and just really exquisitely beautiful. And I remember one time I wanted to show him something and he said, well, just use my baton and see if you can show it. So I was trying to show it and I was just thinking, my God, this feels so good. And he asked me, so do you like that feeling? And I said, I love it. And I said, okay, well, that's yours. I'll give it to you as a present.
Hazelwood saw something in Macellaru and invited him to conduct the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra in their upcoming performance of Tchaikovsky's March Slav.
And I said, my God, I this idea was completely mind-blowing to me. And he said, why don't you do, we're scheduled to do March Slav, and do you like this piece? And I said, yes. And he said, well, how about you come and conduct it? And I remember, you know, I was trying to learn everything that I could about the piece and to understand everything.
But Matthew Hazelwood wanted Macellaru to do more than just stand in front of the orchestra during a performance.
To my surprise, he asked me and he said, well, I'm just going to let you rehearse. I said, I will let you rehearse and then I think everything will be fine and then see how you do. And I remember the first time I rehearsed, he was in the hall in Corson Auditorium and watching everything happen. And then after that, he said, you know what, when you rehearse tomorrow, I won't even come into the hall. I want you to be in charge of rehearsing.
Let's hear the end result, a performance from May of 1999, the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra with a teenage Christian Macellaru conducting this performance of Tchaikovsky's March Slav. performance from May of 1999, the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra performing Tchaikovsky's March Slav and conducted by Christian Machalaru, who at the time was a student at Interlaken Arts Academy. This is the Interlaken Collection, and today we're looking at the career of conductor Christian Machalaru, starting with his formative years at Interlaken Arts Camp and Academy. Machalaru still has a notebook from his high school years where he kept his conducting notes. He says that when he looks back at those notebooks today, he sees that there were kernels of the artistic ideas that still guide him.
It's amazing to see how the ideas that I still built my conducting career on were seeds that were planted all the way back then.
Another seed that was planted at Interlaken was his ability and willingness to step in on very short notice as a conductor. He did this for the first time one day when Matthew Hazelwood was out sick.
I remember Mr. Nagy came in just to make sure that the kids would not be rowdy. I went to him at break and I said, you know, if we have the time and we're here, I said, I know this piece. I said, I could conduct it. And he looked at me and he said, really? And I said, yeah, I orchestras are supposed to play. And he said, all right, good, do it. So I remember after a break standing up and conducting Beethoven 5 for the first time in my life. It's amazing to me that my second time meeting an orchestra was as a last minute stand-in.
By being able to come in extremely well-prepared on short notice, Machalaru was able to get in front of many professional orchestras, often at the last minute.
For the first few years in my career, this is how I met all the important orchestras in the world, was more or less for cancellations that I would stand in at the last minute. And in some ways, it's something where people said, well, he's very reliable because he can do the job on short notice.
Of course, not every conducting job that Machalaru has had in his professional life has been a surprise. In 2015, for example, he returned to Interlaken to conduct the World Youth Symphony Orchestra. He says that when he came back, everything at Interlaken was simultaneously familiar and new, particularly the inscription at the back of Kresge Auditorium that reads, "Dedicated to the promotion of world friendship through the universal language of the arts."
I remember reading this statement and I had forgotten, but at this point, I had really defined my own interest in the arts and my own interest in music and conducting to be a direct representative of this deep desire to define a more peaceful world through the power of the arts. What I had been living for the past 15 years was this one aspect of Interlaken.
Here is Christian Machalaru leading the World Youth Symphony Orchestra in the summer of 2015 in selections from Sergei Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet.
Thank you.
Selections from Sergei Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet. We heard conductor Christian Machalaru in 2015, leading the World Youth Symphony Orchestra, the same ensemble of which he was the concertmaster for 8 straight summers, nearly 2 decades earlier. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Today on the program, we're looking at the career of conductor Christian Machalaru. Machalaru has worked with professional orchestras, including the WDR Symphony Orchestra, the New York Philharmonic, the Los Angeles Philharmonic, and the Cleveland Orchestra. In 2020, he received a Grammy Award for the world premiere recording of the Wynton Marsalis Violin Concerto that he made with the Philadelphia Orchestra and violinist Nicola Benedetti. He says that his opportunity to conduct this work came as yet another happy accident in his life, during his first summer conducting the Chautauqua Symphony at the Chautauqua Institution. Turns out, the orchestra had been asked to give a pre-premiere performance of the Marsalis Concerto, and the job of conducting it fell to Machalaru.
They approached me, and actually my own manager, who was involved in the creation of this project, approached me and they said, you know, would you be okay with the idea of Wynton coming to Chautauqua and Nicola performing the concerto and you working on this piece and then you know, just help him finalize his thoughts before the London premiere?
Not surprisingly, Machalaru was more than okay with working with Benedetti again and working with Marsalis for the first time. In fact, he gave Marsalis a lot of feedback about the concerto, which the composer used to make additional revisions.
After the performance finished, he came to me and he said, listen, if you have any ideas, I would be really grateful if you can send me anything that you think about the piece that I could do better. And I said, well, yeah, I have some thoughts. If, you know, we can talk about them and we can see. And he said, okay, let's just look really quickly. I'll have a cup of tea. And then, so his driver, you know, kept coming in like every half an hour. We were in this room, you know, talking through the piece. And every half an hour, the driver would come and say, Wynton, are you ready? And I said, no, just one more minute. And at 7 a.m. he left. We spent basically the entire night talking through absolutely every single note of the concerto.
That was time well spent, because Marsalis wanted Machalaru to conduct the world premiere recording of the concerto, a recording that went on to win the Grammy. Let's hear an excerpt from that Grammy Award-winning recording of the Wynton Marsalis Violin Concerto, featuring violinist Nicola Benedetti and Christian Machalaru conducting the Philadelphia Orchestra. Thank you. We heard selections from the Violin Concerto by Wynton Marsalis, featuring violinist Nicola Benedetti. Christian Macellaru conducted the Philadelphia Orchestra in that Grammy Award-winning recording. For Christian Macellaru, Interlaken provided him with inspiration that has driven him his entire professional career.
But perhaps the clearest message of all was the inspiration that Interlaken provided me with in being able to believe in myself and the fact that I could achieve something that is far greater than I should have dreamt.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Listen to our past episodes anytime at interlakencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks in part to the Association for Recorded Sound Collections Classical Music Preservation Grant, generous support from our listeners, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and executive producer. This is Interlaken Public Radio.